Hi, Gary. This is Jenna with your thought paper feedback for Thought Paper 2, which, fantastic. You did a fantastic job. I am giving out one of my very elusive fives to you. I don't give that grade out very often. Congratulations. But I think you really nailed all aspects of that. It's a very, very new field. We know very little. Our studies are happening in laboratories that are very consistent. What does it mean in terms of a classroom where there's so many different variables and it's not controlled, and we have no idea if the same kinds of findings will play out. And how would we train teachers to be experts in this, which is what they need to be if they actually wanted to implement it? Do they all have to have, you know, then are we medicalizing our teacher education training? The other thing is, what if we, you know, with a little bit of knowledge, unfortunately, you know, teachers really are drawn to this. They really want the neural understanding. And part of me wonders if it's because, you know, if there's some way we can show that all brains work alike and that we could just do this one thing, then everyone benefits and everyone could be successful. You know, that's appealing. As a teacher, wouldn't that be great? Unfortunately, we know that's not the difference. And we know that's similar in the neurological field. No two brains are alike. No two kids have the same experiences, the same backgrounds, the same anything. So it unfortunately, it's, as you really aptly point out, it's not something that we're going to be able to use. It's not a panacea, and it's not something we're going to be able to use directly anytime soon. Excellent job on this.